Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we henceforth should not serve sin. That's a mouthful right there. We when he died, we died with him. We were buried with him. How many know a corn of wheat, except it fall into the ground, first of all, and die, it abides alone. When it dies, it has to be buried. So we were buried with him. We died with him. We've been buried with him. But because we were buried with him, when a seed goes in that ground and it dies and is buried, eventually it's going to spring up. Newness of life. Is that right? Tell somebody, this is who we are now. But in order for you to really know that, you got to sit yourself down. And stop trying to figure it out yourself and just believe what he said. Receive what he said. Know it in your mind. Get your mind renewed to this. I died. I was crucified with Christ. I've never been crucified, but when he got crucified, he brought us all along. We were in his bosom. He brought us all along because he had no sin, but we were in sin. Therefore, he broke the power of sin over us through his crucifixion. So sin has no dominion over me now. The devil has no dominion over me now. The devil ruled in the realm of sin. He rules. He was the God over the realm of sin. So he took and encoded Adam's DNA. Sin. That's why people are born into sin. It's in the DNA. The fallen nature. Look at Galatians 2:20. Tell somebody, my old sinful nature was nailed to the cross. Tell them this, the power of sin is broken off my life. Ain't nobody got no reason to say they got the can't help it. I just can't help myself. Well, you something wrong. You need your mind renewed because you no such thing as a can't help it to a child of God. No, greater is he that is in you. Galatians 2:20, what does it say there? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, terrestrial, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus did this all by himself. Think about the depth of love.
Amen. Amen.
Do you know if the devil had of gotten Jesus to agree with him in the wilderness, the enemy would have had dominion over mankind in time and eternity. And don't think for a minute Jesus couldn't agree with him.
Amen.
Don't think he was just walking through this like it was a walk in the park. No, he was tempted. The enemy came at him with power. And he was terrestrial. He was in a body just like you and I. And had been fasting 40 days, not 4 hours. And was hungry, weak, and here come the devil.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because there was no sin in him.
Amen.
Tell somebody, he was the hook. He was heaven's hook. See, God was about to reel this big old grouper in and say, you've got to be cooked now. It's over for you now. You done enough destruction and damage to mankind, my creation. It's over now. Tell somebody he was the hook. See, some of y'all don't realize you on your job, you're the hook. People are watching you, and people are trying to misuse and abuse you and speak all kind of manner against, you know, stuff against you, evil, falsely, and all that. And people are watching to see what your reaction is. But see, if you really walk with God, you the hook.
Amen. Amen.
Because they're going to see something.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
They're going to see something that they didn't expect to see. Had Jesus fallen in the wilderness, it'd have been over for us forever. We'd have had no hope. But thank God. Come on, thank God in his humanity, he stood the test. Amen. He stood the test and defeated the enemy on his own terms. Defeated the enemy on his own terms. In his back. See, The devil started war in heaven. Look at the irony of this. He started war in heaven. Understand something. God is not, you know, evilness up in heaven. Yes, it was. It was war.
Amen.
Murder up in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
It was destruction there where God is.
Amen.
So God, look at the irony of this. God decided, I'm going to take the battlefield to him.
Amen. Amen.
Cleared up the earth. Here come the devil. Devil deceived man. Devil became the god of the earth. Well, I said, what he did up here, I'm going to do down there.
Amen.
To him.
Amen.
He rebelled up there. Jesus came down here. Said, we're going to meet you on your terms, on your turf, and we're going to destroy everything you have tried to establish.
Amen.
Forgive me. Amen. So we were crucified with him. Our old sinful nature was nailed to the cross, and sin, the power of sin, was broken. Just as nails fasten something permanently, Christ's cross fastened our old man to death.
Amen.
Tell somebody, the old me, is dead.
All right now.
Come on, get it in your mind. You got to know this, the way it's, accurate spiritual warfare, that the old you is dead. It don't mean you don't make mistakes, but the old you is dead. I said, it don't mean that you don't make mistakes, but the old you, tell somebody, the old me is dead and gone. I am a new creature. I was crucified. When he got crucified, I got crucified. Don't just stay on 30-fold with that. Go 100-fold with that. Stop looking at your performance in this reality, in this world. All kind of stuff goes on in this world that will cloud up your vision and your understanding of things. You got to look at these things from the spirit realm.
Amen.
Amen. And as you do, and as you start to do that, it starts to flow out into this realm and manifest. But people are being judging themselves from out here. Do you know the accuser, your accuser has been cast down?
Amen.
I know everybody don't quite understand what that means. He had authority to accuse. And there was repercussions, there were penalties. He was preying upon God's integrity. God had to do certain things because it was right. He was accusing. But now the accuser has been cast down. He cannot go before God's throne and accuse you.
Amen.
The devil can't accuse me of anything. Why? Because we have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, what he does, because he can't accuse you up there, he gets other folk down here to accuse you, lie on you, talk about you, try to set you up. He can't do it up there. So he gets folk down here. That's why the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment is already condemned. Jesus paid the price for that too. So don't worry about people talking about you. Talk on. All you're doing is taking me to another level. Talk all you want. God ain't hearing it. He ain't hearing none of that. He sees you like he sees Jesus. He don't see you by hearing what the devil's trying to say about you or what folks saying about you. No, he sees you through Jesus. Crucified with him, buried with him, resurrected with him, seated with him. Question is, how do you see you? You listen to folk long enough, you'll lay aside your purpose. You'll lower your standard of righteousness to accommodate dysfunction. Dysfunctional people, you scared of. So you lower all your standards. You compromise everything to embrace dysfunction. Listen, if you're a leader, sometimes you're gonna have to do things alone. Sometimes you're gonna have to blaze a trail by yourself. You're gonna have to have a relationship with God where you hear from God too. Where you don't need a whole committee of people, amen, in your ear. Now sometimes that's in place, but what I'm saying is you have to have a relationship with the Lord where he can talk to you. If you're a trailblazer, if you're a forerunner, God will tell you things to do that hadn't been done before. Well, let me run it by my committee. Committee will shoot it down and take it apart, make you feel shame. Are y'all hearing? That's why sometimes God give you something, you better keep it under wrap until the right time, till they can't stop it. Show it to them, they can't stop it. Can't do nothing about it now, can you? Ha-ha!
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.